because of my great love for Blessed Mother Teresa. A friend of mine recently contacted me and said, "Father, there's a quote that I'm not sure you've ever read from Mother Teresa, and it's amazing. And it is one of the most profound and beautifully insightful quotes I've ever heard from Mother Teresa." She said this. She says, "You remember when our Lord Jesus was in Nazareth? He could not work any miracles because of the people's lack of faith." Right? Almost every time our Lord worked a miracle, He first said, "Do you believe that I can do this? Right? I need your faith to work this miracle." Mother Teresa says, "What was the greatest miracle our Lord Jesus Christ ever worked? It was His own resurrection from the dead. Whose act of faith merited His resurrection? Who believed before He died that if He died, He would rise? His Blessed Mother." She says Mary's faith at the foot of the cross merited her Son's resurrection. She believed that if God the Father allowed Him to die, He would bring Him back to life. And so He did. And what do we find today with Martha and Mary? When our Lord says to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Me, even if he dies, will live." What does He say to Martha before He raises Lazarus? He says, "Do you believe this?" Right? I need your act of faith that you believe I can bring your brother back from the dead before I do it. She says, "Yes, Lord." My brothers and sisters, it is our faith that allows our Lord Jesus to work in our lives. And the greater our faith, the more He can work. Now you think of Martha and Mary, you think, gosh, you know, they already have faith though. I mean, you would even say they had great faith. Each one of them comes to our Lord and says, "Lord, if You had been here, our brother wouldn't have died." Right? We believe so much in You, we have that kind of confidence. If they already had faith, why would our Lord allow this tremendous trial? And in fact, it is the greatest trial in all of the New Testament other than our Lord's death. Why would He allow such a tremendous trial in their life? Because He didn't want their faith to be great. He wanted it to be tremendous. He wanted to elevate it to the highest degree possible. My brothers and sisters, our Lord wants to perfect our faith. And everything that He allows in our lives is to bring this about if we turn to Him in the midst of it. Right? And sometimes we think like, well, gosh, I have faith. Right? I believe. I've come to church on Sunday. But it's not perfect faith yet. It can always increase. And in fact, it's kind of like faith is analogous to our physical health. Right? What happens when we start going to the gym? And we begin to work out and we're starting to lift weights. The more we go, the stronger we become. The more physically fit. What happens when we take a week off? And then 4 weeks off. And then 10 years go by, right? We become totally weak. It is the same with our faith. Faith is not a stagnant reality. It is either increasing or decreasing in our lives, depending upon whether or not we are putting it into practice. I had a man one time come to me and he shared with me. He said, "Father, there was a certain sin that I struggled with for over 20 years in my life." He said, "As I grew in faith, I realized, gosh, the Mass, to receive the Eucharist is such an incredible gift. I bet if I went to Mass every day, that sin would be gone from my life." And so he starts to go, now this sin plagued him weekly, even sometimes more than once a week. So he starts going to daily Mass. What happened? That weekly struggle became a monthly struggle. He thought, okay, gosh, what more can I do? So he says, "I'm going to start praying the Rosary daily also." He began to fall only about every 3 months. He says, "There must be something more." And he said, "Father, I not only began going to daily Mass and praying the Rosary daily, I started spending a half an hour on my knees in front of the Eucharist daily. And Father, I've never fallen since." My brothers and sisters, what are we doing to increase our faith? And if we're not doing anything, it means our faith is diminishing. Is there the possibility to go to Mass daily? Are you praying the Rosary? When was the last time you read a book on the life of a saint? Do you listen to Catholic radio? Do you ever grab CDs from the back of the church? Have you tried fasting before? Our Lord longs for our faith to be perfect so that He can work great miracles in our lives, and He longs to. And I want to close with this. A lady contacted me recently, not a member of this parish, and she had just found out, she had just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And she said, "Father, I have to go in for a surgery. They're going to do some testing. I'd like to be anointed beforehand. Would you do that for me?" And I said, "Yes, of course." And so she came to the parish. And she said, "Father, since I'm going in for surgery, before you anoint me, would you first hear my confession?" So I heard her confession. At the end of her confession, she said this. She said, "Father, I know that our Lord is allowing this for His glory. That He has sent me this for my good, for the good of my family and everybody I know, all of my special intentions. He would not permit this unless it was to bear great fruit in my life." And when I read our Lord's words to the apostles today, when He says of Lazarus, "This illness is for the glory of God," I thought of that woman. May we ask our Lord for the grace to come to that degree of faith that whatever trial our Lord sends us, our hearts immediately say, "This is for His glory."